Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler, who almost made the phenomenal play that wound up in Percy's arms. There are flags on the field for a celebration. Amazing. Butler, a rookie free agent out of West Alabama.
They tried a pick play, Al. They tried to go here, but he beats them to the punch. And I'm sorry, but I can't believe the call.
Me neither.
I cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. You've got a guy that's been borderline unstoppable in this part of the field. I can't believe the call.
And there is Brady. As demonstrative as ever, and Richard Sherman.
Poor Cordelia. Seems downright criminal to treat such a pretty girl that way. Did I say pretty? I meant beautiful. Because you are beautiful, Cordelia. Inside and out. Maybe nobody here can see it, but I sure can. I understand you. I know what you want. I know what you need. Guys like Roach, they think just because they're paying for it that they can treat you like shit. You spend the same money on dinner and a movie, they can call you girlfriend instead of whore. Whore. What a horrible word that is to use on someone who's really just a sad girl who's looking for love. Tender, warm, unconditional love. I can give you that love. As much as you can take. All you have to do is let me in. 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 We'll be right back.
forever and a day. If my intentions are misunderstood, please be kind. I've done all I should. I won't ask of you what I would not do. Oh, I saw the damage in you. My fortune in one, the ending of you. Why won't they tell me to please?
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew, she could make me happy.
She could make me happy.
Smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. Then
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy. She had made me
happy. And I was in a game. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
And all I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew,
she had made me happy.
Happy, she had made me happy.
Flowers in her hair.
Same routine, everything the same, just keeping it safe over and over and over. 10 years from now. Man, you don't know where you'd be 10 minutes from now. Do you?
I was about 19, bussing tables right here. The money wasn't shit, but that wasn't the point. It was about being around the music, and I was. Let me take this one night. J. July 22nd, 1964. Who do you think walks through that door?
Bye, baby.
Miles Davis.
That's right. In the flesh.
That's right. I'm talking about through those doors, the coolest man on the planet.
Jeez.
Anyway, he had been a recording session up at Columbia, up on Vine. So Miles comes to that door. Before you know it, he's up on the bandstand, jamming with the band.
It had to be.
Oh, it was scary. I mean, the dude was so focused, man. But plus, he was kind of a scary cat anyway, man. I mean, everybody and mama knew that you don't just come up and talk to Miles Davis. I mean, he may have looked like he was chilling, but he was absorbed. I mean, this one young hip couple went up and tried to shake his hand. Guy says, hi, my name is, I say, get the fuck out of my face, you jive motherfucker, take your silly bitch with you. You know, that's that was Miles, man. That's the way he was when he was in his musical headspace. Fierce.
But did you get to talk to him?
I'm better than that.
No.
I played for about 20 minutes.
Unbelievable. How'd you do?
How'd I do? Well, you really ain't shit when you're playing next to Miles Davis. But he carried my ass.
What did he say?
He said one word. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It meant good, but not ready. It meant look me up when you are.
Did you?
No. I got drafted and ran into some other things, and by the time I got back to music, season had passed. Did you know? I was born in 1945, but that night was the moment of my conception, right here in this room.
Crowd's not here now.
Well, jazz ain't the draw that it used to be.
What a great story. Mm. I gotta tell the people in Culiacan and Cartagena that story.
You know the folks in Culiacan and Cartagena?
Rachel.
That is why I thought you were a cool guy.
I'm a cool guy. The job I contracted to do.
Come on, listen. Give the dude a pass.
I'm working here.
No, listen, you don't want to sit up here talking about improvisation and everything like that. You like the guy, you like how he plays. Let's just play a little jazz. Come on.
Improvise? That's funny coming from you. How's this? I'll ask a question.
What question?
Jazz question. You get it right. We roll. You disappear tonight.
If I walk out of here tonight, I will go so far away it'll be just like I was dead. And one more thing. These people and their rep here, Felix, well, you tell them I'm sorry. You tell them I had to. They laid a grant of immunity on me. I was compelled. It was either play ball or go back inside, and I'm not going back inside. Yeah. Lay it on me.
Where did Miles learn music?
I know everything there is to know about Miles.
Then let's have it.
Music school. You got it at music school, right?
His father was a dentist. East St. Louis, invested in agriculture, made plenty of money. He sent Miles to Juilliard School of Music, New York, 1945.
Tripped out of Juilliard after less than a year, tracked down Charlie Parker on 52nd Street, who mentored him for the next 3 years.
Hey, let's go. Barnaby Jones, starring Buddy Ebsen. Also starring Lee Merriweather, with guest stars Janice Rule, Darlene Carr, Victoria Shaw, special guest star William Shatner. Tonight's episode, To Catch a Dead Man.
You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right. As long as you're willing to admit that.
Off of lights, cops, nothing.
Going to join your wife? You love her?
Yes.
You ever imagine what it would be like to listen to her die?
Look, take it up with a joker. He killed your woman. He made you like this.
The Joker's just a mad dog. I wonder whoever let him off the leash. I took care of Wirtz. But who's your other man inside Gordon's unit? Who picked up Rachel? Must have been someone she trusted.
Look, if I tell you, you let me go.
I can't hurt your chances.
You was Ramirez. But you said...
I said it couldn't hurt your chances. You're a lucky man.
Who?
Your driver.
First of all, I'd like to say how sorry I am that everybody could not make it today. For those here, I think you'll find the presentation interesting as well as very, very stimulating. Could we have the lights turned down? Now, this first slide shows a very, very interesting thing. Our main building. In slide two, we see another view of it. Oh my God, you wouldn't believe it. Let us look at this slide for a moment without comment. I think it speaks for itself. Could we have the lights, please? Well, I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me. Let's have lunch, shall we? And maybe smoke a cigarette?
Good speech.
She believes in God and karma too. Paranormal powers, you know, some people do. Got Scorpio rising. Uh-huh. Tell you what's in your star. She was down in Rio. Turned the heads of state. Got a move to making this planet a better place. On Copacabana. Uh-huh. Boy, does she radiate. Better go meditate.
Strange things happen. Oh.
Goodbye, fans. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more exciting action. Back at Madison Square Garden, Monday night, November the 25th, 8 p.m. start. In the meantime, this Friday night, out in Uniondale, Long Island, at the Nassau Coliseum, 8 p.m. start, Hulk Hogan to meet Jesse, the Body, Ventura, for the heavyweight title. Come on in if you would. Don Morocco, Mr. Fuji, gentlemen, on Friday night, out at the Nassau Coliseum, it is going to be the tandem of Ricky Steamboat and the Junkyard Dog, Mr. Fuji. So,
Steamboat-san, you've been suffering, right? You've been making a fool of yourself on TV, right? On the hand of Magnificent One and yours truly, Mr. Fuji-san. So now, to save the embarrassing or save face, you've been Junkyard Dogging, son. How sweet it is, boy, son. You will pay more.
All right, Don Morocco, certainly you can add to the comments of Mr. Fuji.
We have a steamboat. See, what we have here is a steamboat who's looking for a friend. So what does the steamboat do? He goes out and finds a dog. Isn't this a wonderful little story for all you, the boys and girls? Wonderful, wonderful, just wonderful. So when the steamboat finds the dog, the dog's sniffing all over the place, going all over the grounds, all over the place, and you know he's been there because he's messy and you step all over him. You have a steamboat and a dog. And you have Mr. Fuji and Magnificent Morocco, you see. And we don't leave things all over, do we?
You like the numbers up? Yeah, 64.
64. Yeah. Don't get cute with me now.
No, I'm not.
Don't get cute with me. Because it's all numbers. It's all time. Time and numbers and space. 64, maybe 65, or maybe 46 in somebody else's eyes. And we're going to be in your face.
Thank you, gentlemen. I can't thank you enough. Don Morocco and Mr. Fuji. Nassau, this Friday night. Fans, stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Thank you.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
In for Wilkerson, Popke in for Roanoke. Hey, maybe now's not the best time to make sure everyone has played. Hey, I haven't played. I'm not out there. I guess the Armadillos are going for the tie. And what a tremendous moral victory it would be to tie the number one Texas Colts.
Yeah, I don't know, Paul. I have never tried to block anybody before.
Popke, I don't care how you do it, man. Tell him a story, spit in his ear, entertain him. Just keep him off my ass.
Okay. Mr. Blake. He'll never touch you.
The call Colts will be coming after the ball with everything they've got to try and block this kick. Coverage. Blake can't find anyone to throw to.